Time now for Extension Today on WIFM. Extension Today presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. North Carolina Farm Bureau has been actively promoting farm and rural issues since 1936. Now, Extension Today with Danny Hall.
Welcome to Extension Today on WIFM. I'm Danny Hall, and we are pleased to welcome to our program from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, Joanna Radford. Good morning, Joanna.
Hey, Danny.
Hope you're doing well today, Joanna.
I'm doing great.
Terrific. Always a pleasure to talk with you, and we've got some really good stuff to talk about with Extension. In fact, first thing I want to mention to you, and I've noticed this obviously at my home and everywhere I'm driving, the lawns are now starting to turn green, finally. So you tell me, what should we tackle now with the lawn this time of year? What do we need to be doing now, Joanna?
Oh, yeah. People are starting to get probably a little antsy trying to get out to their yards, but many good horticulture practices do begin with timing. Timing is everything. Very important when we want to control especially weeds in our yard. And I like to tell folks a good rule of thumb is to apply pre-emergent weed control from the time that forsythia bloomed to when dogwood bloomed.
Oh, okay.
So that's kind of a, that way you don't have to say, well, now what time of the year is it and what does the temperature has to be and all that. You can just look and nature can tell you on its own.
Well, tell me what exactly is pre-emergent herbicide?
Pre-emergent herbicide prevents weed seed from germinating or growing.
Okay.
And it's actually not only weed seed, but it could be if you have put down grass seed, you need to make sure that you don't put down a pre-emergent because it would prevent your grass seed from germinating as well.
Oh, okay. Would this be a good way to combat crabgrass?
Yes, actually it's a really good way to, and the only way if you want to keep your yard in fescue, because fescue is a grass, same family as the crabgrass. So if you're going to apply a herbicide on your crabgrass after you already see it, whatever is going to control it or kill it is also going to control or kill your grass that's already up and that you want to keep. So if you go ahead and use a pre-emergent herbicide, it actually controls that crabgrass seed before it actually germinates or come up.
What are the other things maybe about crabgrass that we could learn? I mean, how long does a pre-emergent herbicide last, or how long does it take to work?
We've got a lot of different chemicals out there that will help manage your crabgrass seed that's already in an established turf, your lawn. This control option of pre-emergent would not damage the grass, like we talked about that before, and that's really important because this is, to me, it's a very easy fix for crabgrass, and you know how difficult crabgrass is anyway to control once you see it.
Oh, yeah.
But most of your pre-emergent herbicides work for about 45 to 60 days.
Okay.
And you can get some longer control if you split the application. And what that means is putting the application the same amount on, but two different times. And that's what I like to recommend.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you would first apply the pre-emergent at the lowest rate that's listed on the product. And then you can apply it again maybe 30 or 45, sometimes even 60 days, depending on what that product label says. And it should have information on there that tells you when to reapply because they have done a lot of research on the longevity of that particular product.
So you wouldn't need a different product. You just divide up the times that you do it then. That's good.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. Now, keep in mind that most of these products that you put on that's a pre-emergent may need to be watered in within a day or two after applying it.
Oh, okay.
Because the sunlight will break it down. So what you need to do is either plan on, with a garden hose, maybe watering the product into the yard, or wait until it's a day that's going to rain. You apply it, and then the rain can do it for you.
Oh, so there's actually something you apply when the rain comes.
That's right. That's right. So it's a little different sometimes.
Our guest is Joanna Radford. She's with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service, and we're talking about what, if is not the main topic around your house now, is going to be in the next couple of weeks, and that's the lawn. It's starting to green, and things are starting to grow. Some of those things we don't want to grow, of course. What weeds are the biggest problem this time of year, Joanna?
Lots of folks are calling in about weeds and what they can do with it. What we're seeing is usually right now winter annual weeds. And these are the weeds that like the cooler temperatures.
Yeah.
So when the weather starts to warm up, you'll start seeing them start to die.
Yeah. Oh, good.
So some of those, the most common ones that we're seeing is henbit, which it has a square stem, and it's the one that has a pretty purple flower on it.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. See that? Plenty, yeah.
Yeah. Another one is chickweed,
mm-hmm.
and that one, it's really easy to pull up, though. It kind of forms a mat.
Yes.
And so you could just reach down, it pulls up by the handful.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, there's usually a lot of it.
Well, that's the problem. I was thinking, if you feel like it's so easy, I'm going to invite you to my house and have you pull up half my lawn.
I think I have enough to take care of.
Okay.
There's also wild garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks a lot like wild onion, and most folks, if you ask them what they have out in their yard, will say wild onion, but it's actually yep. wild garlic.
Oh,
they
okay.
look very similar. And another one that we'll see really frequently is Carolina geranium,
mm-hmm.
And that basically looks like a flower,
yeah.
like the geranium. The leaves are just like that.
That has to be the one I ask every year. Yeah. I ask every year of my wife before I do anything, I say, is this a flower or a weed?
That's probably very important.
Yeah.
Okay.
Joanna, if we want to control the things that you talked about, there seems to be an endless supply of different weeds. Is there anything we really can do?
Okay. Most of these are called broadleaf weeds that we've talked about.
Right.
And usually when they occur in small numbers, you can just pull them out, like we were talking about, by your hand, or you might could even dig them out if they're a little tougher.
Mm-hmm.
Just make sure you remove the entire plant, including the root.
The root,
it's very
yeah.
important to get most of that root.
Yeah.
All the root if you can. But where weeds occur in large numbers and they're difficult to control, herbicides may be used to manage the weed growth, while cultural practices are improved to develop healthier grass.
Okay.
So while these winter annuals germinate in September and are easier to control when they're small,
mm-hmm.
it's not uncommon for folks to want to control them now.
Yes, yeah.
Control may be a little bit more expensive, and several applications of the herbicide, may be needed depending on what the weed is. But there's a lot of different herbicides out there that is available that will just control broadleaf weeds and not your grasses, so you can spray that over the top of your grass, and
mm-hmm.
it's not going to kill your grass, but all of these broadleaf weeds, they will. And a lot of them will have, they're called 3- and 4-way herbicides.
Right.
So they have 3 to 4 different herbicides together in a product,
mm-hmm.
and that's always good because you're trying to prevent resistance from occurring.
And important to note to get what you would do for broadleaf, because you don't want to kill your grass, right?
That's right. And always use caution when you are applying herbicides or any kind of pesticides, and read the label,
mm-hmm.
not just read the entire label, too, before application, not just how to use it and what it's used for.
Our guest is Joanna Radford with the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Joanna, before I let you go today, I want to talk about something that's always exciting this time of year, local farmers markets. It can't be that far away.
Oh, they're just around the corner, Danny.
Good.
In Surrey County, they have numerous opportunities for folks to buy from local farms. We actually have 4 farmers markets in Surrey County.
Wow.
And I think that's pretty awesome. Just about every town that you go into will have a farmers market this
mm-hmm.
year. And the Mount Airy Farmers Market will operate on Fridays, and that's new for this year.
Oh, okay, Fridays.
So they've been, I believe, on Tuesdays before, but this year they're going to try Fridays.
Mm-hmm.
They are going to start April the 20th
okay.
from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., and they've extended that an hour, trying to get folks, during their lunch break, because
yeah, sure.
they've had a lot of folks to tell them that if they could, be open during the lunchtime, then they would be more likely to come out and purchase them, because it's hard when you're working.
Yeah.
There will be a Dobson Market on Thursdays, same day
mm-hmm.
of the week this year, at Square Park, same place, and they're going to begin April the 19th from 3 to 6, and that's pretty much the same, everything the same with Dobson as last year.
Okay.
I think it's pretty exciting that there's going to be 2 farmers markets on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
And the Elkin Farmers Market, they will actually open first. They'll be opening April 14th.
Oh, wow.
From 9 to 12, and
mm-hmm.
they will be in the under the Elkin Farmers Market shelter
yeah.
right there at Town Hall.
Yes.
Parking lot in Elkin. And then the other one will be in Pilot Mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And that will be located in Town Hall from 8 to 12, beginning April 21st.
Wow. So
it's really,
really
exciting to see the vendors that are preparing for the upcoming markets. And they're going to be selling all kinds of stuff again this year, local fresh vegetables and fruit, baked goods, eggs, honey, all kinds of meats, jams and jellies, baked goods, crafts, and a lot more. So it's going to be exciting.
It's very important to point out when you say farmer's market, it's just not those fresh vegetables. Like you said, it's all sorts of stuff, the jams and the jellies, the eggs, a lot of cool stuff. That's great.
Yeah, lots of things from the farm.
Not too long to wait either. That's also good news. Joanna Radford, it is, as always, a pleasure to talk with you. Thanks for all the important information. We appreciate it. Looking forward to our next chat together.
Thank you, Danny. You have a great day.
Thank you. And folks, thank you for joining us. Joanna Radford, our guest today from the Surrey County Cooperative Extension Service. Thanks for joining us for Extension Today here on WIFM.
Extension Today on WIFM, presented by Surrey, Wilkes, and Yadkin County Farm Bureau. Join us again next time for Extension Today on WIFM.